Staff Sergeant Katie Randori. I am with the California National Guard Public Affairs, and I'm joined here with...
With Captain Jason Sanchez. I'm also with the California National Guard Public Affairs.
And I am Simcoe Stern, an administrator in a skilled nursing facility in Los Angeles.
Give us your current situation here.
Okay, so we are a nursing facility that had a COVID outbreak, both resident and some staff, and due to the staff being sick, we had been short on some staff. Department of Public Health helped us by bringing in the National Guard to help supplement some of our staff to help take care of our residents.
And when the National Guard team was here, what kind of tasks were they accomplishing for you?
So the team was made up, there was a doctor on the team, there were a bunch of medics on the team, so the doctor sort of, you know, walked around, would monitor certain things, would sometimes observe the residents. He would work hand in hand with the DON, Director of Nursing, as far as, you know, things that he may have had a concern with for us to be able to correct, to be able to bring to our attention if we're missing something. So it was an extra set of eyes and hands that we had. And the medics really, I wouldn't mind if they were here full time. I mean, they pitched in, they did CNA work, whether it meant helping with a resident, making a bed, feeding a resident. If things were quiet, they picked up a rag and a cleaning solution and cleaned all the high touch areas. It was always a constant that they were involved, and really, you know, whatever was needed. I mean, they even at the, you know, as things got moved on in the process, they helped inventory the resident, pack their belongings for those that were going to move out of the building. So really, whatever that was needed, they really pitched in.
These were combat medics, and this job that they do here is very different from what they would be doing, you know, in their military capacity. What kind of difficulties did you see as they got started? How did they develop over time?
So to be honest, they really just, you know, followed. I mean, they really in the beginning, you know, took one of my CNAs, watched them, how they did their care. They were, you know, they weren't embarrassed. They asked questions about, you know, what to do. There was a day that I was walking around and they were feeding, and by regulation, you have to sit when you feed a resident, and they were standing, and I just pointed out, and they, you know, okay, we'll get a chair. You know, they really were just open to learning how to work with the residents, and really, you would have almost never known that they were not part of the building.
Now, at this specific location, did you request assistance from the Department of Public Health, or was it something that the LA County Department of Public Health reached out to all the skilled nursing facilities and asked if you needed help?
So we did put in a resource request for staffing, and I guess the county running short in staff pushed that up to the state, and I think in the response to that was where the National Guard was deployed in our building.
And then how did the residents react to the National Guard medics?
Residents liked them. I mean, they really related to them. They learned the residents' names. They learned, you know, things they liked. It was, the residents really took to them, you know, just as the staff did. I mean, they really became just part of the family in this skilled nursing facility.
And this mission came to a close for the National Guard, but where does it go for you here?
So the closing, you know, or the redeployment was bittersweet. It meant that we sort of got back to a place that we needed to be as a building, but it also meant that we had to say goodbye to 18 members that really became part of the team. It really was a sad moment when we knew that they left for that final time, but it was bittersweet because it meant that we got to a place that we really were striving to get back to.
Sir, if you could say something to those soldiers now that they've gone on to their next assignment, what would you want to say to them now?
I really just want to thank them. I mean, when they came in, and I've told this, you know, to the team a few times, just the morale in the building was uplifted, seeing people who wanted to come in to help, to do whatever it took. And, you know, as a leader of a team, you know, it really did something. It changed the building. I think it helped us, you know, reach this goal that we were striving towards, because they, you know, they came in happily, came in each day looking what we can do. You know, we got to, you know, talk some army time too, which was nice. But it was really something that I would, you know, just want to say thank you very much. You know, it really did a lot for the residents and the staff in this building.
And is there anything that you would want to share with the outside public of like the best way that they could act in order to protect our vulnerable populations in these kind of skilled nursing facilities?
Well, I'd say we have a policy where there's no visitors or no, you know, not someone who's non-essential coming in, which is, you know, really, really to the best that one can to protect them. But we, you know, it's really as much as possible, you know, making sure, you know, you do the proper hand washing, the proper, you know, PPE if you're taking care of those residents. And at the same time, it protects you yourself because, you know, if you get it, you know, you certainly then can spread it, whether you know you have it or you don't. As we learned in this building, that a lot of people can be asymptomatic while they still have it.
Is there anything else that you would like to add?
Really just, you know, I guess I would, you know, to add again, just to say thank you to, you know, to the team that was here. They really helped us to grow as a team, and they're missed. They, you know, a lot of the staff and residents were disappointed the next day when they learned that they actually we're not coming back, that they didn't have a chance perhaps to say a real goodbye to each and every one of them.
Well, thank you so much for doing this interview. It's lovely meeting you, and we really appreciate it.
It was my pleasure.
And it's great to hear the experience that you've had here with our soldiers and our National Guardsmen, and that we could be of service to you and the community.
No, it was a mutual feeling that I believe they and us both had, that this was a real success.